The San Antonio Spurs just couldn't put away the Miami Heat. The Heat managed to force a seventh game Thursday night in the NBA Finals by scoring the last 6 points to beat San Antonio 103-100 in overtime.
James catches, puts up a three, won't go, rebound Bosch, back out to Allen, his three-pointer, bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining!
Sound courtesy of ESPN. LeBron James and Ray Allen each hit three-pointers in the last 21 seconds of the fourth quarter after the Spurs failed to come up with rebounds of missed Miami shots. In other NBA news, the proposed deal between the Celtics and Clippers that would have sent Doc Rivers and Kevin Garnett to Los Angeles is off. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has undergone back surgery, his latest procedure as he tries to get ready for next season. Meanwhile, another Patriots tight end was visited by state and local police in Massachusetts. Authorities spent hours at the home of Aaron Hernandez as another group of officers searched an industrial park about a mile away where a body was discovered the day before. In baseball news, in a doubleheader, the Red Sox defeated Tampa Bay 5-1 the first game. Then in the second game, Johnny Gomes hit a two-run homer in the ninth inning to lift Boston to a 3-1 win. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland 4, Kansas City 3, Baltimore bested Detroit 5-2, Oakland outscored Texas 6-2, the White Sox fell to Minnesota 7-5, and Seattle beat the Angels 3-2. In interleague play, the game between the Yankees and Dodgers was postponed due to rain and will be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader today. Mark Teixeira is also back on the 15-day disabled list with an aching right wrist. Elsewhere, it was Toronto over Colorado 8-3 and Houston crushed Milwaukee 10-1. In the National League, the Mets won both games of a doubleheader against Atlanta. They won the first game 4-3 and the second game 6-1. The Mets have also traded right-hander Colin McHugh to the Colorado Rockies for outfielder Eric Young Jr. Elsewhere, Philadelphia doubled up Washington 4-2, Pittsburgh blanked Cincinnati 4-0, the Cubs 4, St. Louis 2, Arizona topped Miami 3-2, and San Francisco beat San Diego 5-4. Finally, in soccer news, the United States beat Honduras 1-0. And tonight at 8, the Boston Bruins will try to improve their 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Chicago Blackhawks. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.